Okay, Drew, if you would, please do the honors and put all 10 right. minutes, put a full 10 minutes on the clock.
It's stuck.
Yeah, don't cheat yourself.
So we have like, what, 1 or 2 days left until September 15th, which yep. is when the $500 discount ends. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get any better than that. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you would wait to register for the PDC. I don't know. It's crazy. Mike?
Good question. So the hard hat challenges, I've been a little lame. I've been a little lazy. Sorry, guys. But the winner of our last hard hat challenge, which was actually a challenge from last year, Adam, sent in a hard hat challenge for us to put on the show.
That's cool.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
So thanks again, Adam. You're awesome.
Nice.
We sent Adam the poster and the T-shirt, so hopefully those will arrive soon. So Adam put together this challenge. I've kind of rendered it in a typical way here. And I can really only give you a couple bits of information and probably 4 simple instructions.
Okay.
And all of that is, if I can get this in front of the camera, is right there. And I will make this image downloadable so you don't have to pause the screen and look at it. So the way this works is the first person that solves this and posts the right answer in the thread below this video wins a T-shirt. Woo-hoo. And they're hard to get T-shirts, so they're cool T-shirts. So off you go. Let's see how fast people can solve
this.
Good
luck.
Good luck.
You know, I've solved them all. But
just by looking
at it. You know, I just decided not to post the answer.
You're a good man, Drew.
You reserve the glory. So, Drew Robbins.
I am here.
You are one of our track owners at PDC.
Yes, I am.
You own the Visual Studio and .NET Track.
Yes.
So, what does that mean? What do you do?
Oh, it's fun. So my track actually represents about 35 product teams at Microsoft.
Wow.
And, is that all?
That's all. And so you can imagine what it's like to get those number of product teams represented in a room and have a fruitful discussion around the 30 sessions that you guys have been nice enough to give me.
You look pretty intact.
Yeah. Not been beaten up yet, but there's lots of jokes in that room about taking me out back and
So we use the word track, right? And tracks, I know, have lots of meanings. Some of us like it, some of us don't like it because it can bring a lot of baggage to the term. But essentially, it's a way of dividing up the content, right?
The way we're using it is just to organize the content internally so that we can have a discussion. And you know, we don't have to have all the product teams at Microsoft in one room. We can actually divide it up a little bit. But you know, I think it's up to you guys whether how we organize the content on the website. But that's how we're organizing the planning.
Very cool.
Internally.
So representing VS and .NET, you're kind of representing the core of what PDC is all about. This is the heart of the developer world,
it's
right?
It's exciting. It's about developers, absolutely.
So what's hot?
So we've got Visual Studio 2010 coming out in 2010, next year. And so we'll be actually looking forward a lot. And a lot of people will say, well, you know, I've seen the CTP, I've seen Beta 1, but they have not seen everything. So there's definitely new things coming that we'll be talking about at the PDC. In our track. So that's exciting.
You tease you.
I am a tease. I know. I'm sorry. I would
we
be
like
taken
it.
Out back, though, if I talked about it right now. So.
Again.
I'm being beat up enough. Yeah.
Darn.
So,
we tried, viewers.
We're talking about Visual Studio, the tooling in Visual Studio. We'll be talking about the application lifecycle tools in Visual Studio. We'll also be talking deeply about the .NET framework, about things like Entity Framework and ADO.NET Data Services. We've got several talks about futures of those technologies, of futures of ASP.NET, really digging in not only on how you're going to use the next version, but also kind of what is in our minds about how we see these technologies moving forward. So it'll be good.
So what's your guiding principle as a track owner, other than trying to make everyone happy and the trade-offs and the prioritization? What are you, for you to be successful at the end of the day, what's going to be your grading?
Well, what we did in our track was, because we have this challenge of we have so many technologies and not really enough sessions to fit everything, we've had to really think about what experience we want the attendee to have. So what we did is we actually went through, and developers will love us, we went through and built user stories for the PDC. And
said,
as an attendee at PDC, I want to see this. So I want to see how Visual Studio will help me do my job faster and go home earlier every day, right?
So these are like user stories
in software
project.
Development.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah.
Very cool.
And then from that, we said, in order to fulfill that user story, what sessions do you have to go through at the PDC? And so we went through and built those sessions out, and that's how we determine what technologies to actually talk about.
Wow, smart move. And you've got a lot of sessions out there now. Matter of fact, we just finished some this week that are probably published about the time this show publishes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I saw one on Scrum.
We have some that are coming out on Scrum. It's an important topic for developers, and as far as, you know, how do I use the Visual Studio tools in an agile process like Scrum. We've got an ASP.NET Futures session that'll come out. We've got...
That'll be a popular one, I am
sure.
Yeah,
absolutely. We're going to actually... So last year we talked a lot about F#, and just in general, what is F-sharp? This year we're going to actually have a session that talks about how do I apply F-sharp in a specific problem around doing parallel development in asynchronous programming. Mm-hmm. So actually make it really applicable for people.
And that was a big one last year, too, parallel development just across the board. Yeah, we had lots of sessions on it, lots of interest in it, and of course it's becoming even a bigger deal now.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting to combine the two because parallel development alone and then F-sharp were one of the, or two of the most popular topics last year, so we're actually going to combine
those
right
in
a single session.
P-sharp?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So tell us about this combined VB and C-sharp session that you're doing.
So we're going to talk about VB and C-sharp. We've in Visual Studio 2010 and .NET 4, the languages really come together as far as the things that you can do with either one.
I have the answer right on
and
the
so
show.
We're going to have we're actually going to have a session that talks about the future of those languages and how we see them evolving moving forward. And do we continue to see them evolve together? Do we continue to see them evolve, or do we see them start to evolve apart and have different features? I don't know. We'll find out at PDC.
And our attendees, they live in the tool all day long, most of them in Visual Studio, and write in VB and C#. And the fact, I think, that they're kind of coming into alignment is a fantastic thing.
Right.
And these are always popular sessions, the future of particular languages.
Totally. Yep. Under the hood.
Yeah, under the hoods. Yeah.
So, Drew, this is not your day job. You actually do something else, right? What is
no.
it? Tell us what you do.
So, yeah, right now my after-hours job is... I'm an evangelism manager for what we call Rhythm in DPE, which is, again, an organization of kind of the technologies and how we talk about them. Mm-hmm. And so we create content and we publish content to training courses, to Channel 9. Mm-hmm. We have a show on Channel 9 called 10-4 that people can watch. And we focus on Visual Studio and .NET Framework. So a lot of people know about Jason Olson and Jonathan Carter and Brian Keller.
Right.
Brian Keller does the This Week on Channel 9.
Yep.
Ron Jacobs. We're all on the same team, and we divide up kind of those technologies across those to talk about.
So it actually makes sense then, given that position, to be kind of an expert on the content. At least for a particular track at PDC.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You live
in
it daily. You talk to the product groups every day. You know it's important.
Right.
So what is the one thing about being a PDC track owner that has surprised you, that you did not expect or anticipate?
I'm actually, I was anticipating, actually with the challenge we had, I was anticipating a lot more kind of arm wrestling around what sessions each team gets. But everyone's really come together and really wanted to make sure that the attendees had the right experience at PDC. So in the way that we've had those conversations, there hasn't really been a lot of arguments about, I want my technology to get more sessions, or I want, it's more about what do attendees really need to see and go home with from our stack. So
and for kind of behind the scenes info, the session count is really the session budget is always a point of contention, it seems like, for any of the events that we do. How many sessions does this get versus that get?
People want more.
Tension to have, actually, to kind of kick out the right balance. But we get a lot more session submissions and possibilities than we ever have rooms and time slots to fill.
Mm-hmm.
So it's often difficult. I mean, you've got a difficult job, right, to distill
all
that information down into just the right information.
Yep.
So there's still time to influence these talks, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, we publish the titles and the descriptions, the abstracts out on the website. I know you have more hidden kind of in your back pocket that we'll see as time goes on. But there's still time for folks to probably comment or email and just say, hey, I'd really like to hear this or I'd like to hear that.
Right, yeah.
There's still some time to shape
these,
right?
Specific requests. We can go by request. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Throw those user stories out.
But, why? All the planning we've done, what's it mean?
Exactly.
So Drew is the first of all the track owners that will be on our show.
Yep.
Tell us, Drew, quickly, why is your track going to be the best?
My track's going to be the best because it's the heart of the PDC. I mean, we're talking to developers about developers' tools, where they live every day. So
screw server.
Who needs services?
Client
watch.
SharePoint.
And,
no.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, Visual Studio. That's where we live.
It's all about the tooling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. We really tie things together, right? Because you get to use the .NET framework across all of these different areas. You get to use it in the cloud and Windows Azure. You get to use it in SharePoint. You get to use it on the client. You get to use it on the server. We're actually tying the story together where we're saying, hey, developers, come show up at our sessions. You get the kind of raw skills you need to go and target any of these platforms.